Today's shiur is Gittin Dav Yudalet. Gittin Yudalet, and just today's shiur is sponsored Lili Nishma Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak, sponsored by Neil Gittleman. Thanks very much for the sponsorship. Again, the shiur is always available to be sponsored on the OU website. Feel free to check in and sponsor any of the Daf Shiurim, the Parsha Shiurim, the Navi Shiur, anything that that is available. Number one. Number two, just to give an update, it's been a couple of years, but our shul is actually being built now, Bez Hashem, and those who have donated in the past on the Nofei HaShemesh website, nofeihashemesh.com, it's actually being built. Anybody wants to get in the last minute, end of the year stuck is, feel free to visit the website and join us to create a new home for the daf and all the other shiurim, Be'ezus Hashem. Okay, so now let's get into today's daf. Daf Yud Daled. We are on Yud Gimel Amid Beis. We are in the sugya. Let's start with the last four words. We're really in the middle of a topic, and that is the sugya of Maimon Shlashtan. The sugya, the kinyan derabanan, called Maimon Shlashtan. We know there are many kinyanim: kinyanim daraisa, meshicha, hagbah, and kesef shtar bia, kesef shtar chazaka, all different types of kiddushin and karka. However, kinyanim are created. But there are a number of kinyanim that are rabbinic kinyanim, kinyanim derabanan, right? We discussed on the last daf, the kinyan dalet amos, right? That's a kinyan derabanan, which is going to come up later in the mesechta. And yesterday, this is the main sugi in Shas about the topic of Maimon Shlashtan, the topic of being makne in item, chov, a shtar, through the presence of all the parties involved, right? Without anything being transferred physically, right? That's what Shmuel mentioned, the name of Levi on Yugim Alam Abayis. If somebody owes me money, so then if that person is here and I want to transfer it to a third party, so in the presence of both of them, I could say the money that you owe me now goes to him, right? And all of a sudden it works. Maimon Shlashtan. That might work. It definitely works by a pikadon, but does it work also by milveh? That's the Gemara's question here. The Gemara asks, "Time am I?" According to Rashi, the question is, does it even work by milveh, where there is no item, there is no ba'en, which makes it even more of a chiddush? All it is that you owe me milveh lahotzah nitna, but you owe me money, and I'm going to transfer that chov. I'm not even giving over a shtar, right? That works through a different topic, osios niknos b'mesira, but here it's just the chov being transferred. So the Gemara is bothered. How does that work? So the Gemara has three suggestions. Number one, Amemar said on Yud Gimel Amabeis, maybe it works through the original matan mos. The original matan mos, when you borrow money from me, your das at that moment is that I'm going to pay back you or anyone that comes in your stead. And that's the das that I have. That's option number one. The Gemara did not like that option because then that limits the obligation and the ability to transfer it to people who were born at the time of the original matan mos. But let's say I want to transfer it to somebody who was newly born. That wouldn't be able to work, l'chora, because you can't be makne to a dover shaloba la'olam. Right? That's what the Gemara's last line. Even Rabbi Meir, who says you could be makne a dover shaloba la'olam, says maybe you cannot transfer to a dover shaloba la'olam. And even though the source of Rabbi Meir, we mentioned, Tosas mentions, is by Gerus, still, a ger at least is born. He is he exists, and the going to become a Jew is less of a transfer than becoming a person at all. So that is the sugya of Dover Shlomo Lo. Anyways, the Gemara said that's number one, so we went to number two. Elam Ravashi. Ravashi said second option of how the Maimon Shlashtan works. Now we're on the top of today's daf. Elam Ravashi. B'yahi hanah dekamishtanyele bein milva yishana lemilva chadasha. Maybe it's through the hanah that the person gets presently, not originally, right? Presently, the hana that one gets by now having his loan extended, and he has more time to repay it, because now he owes it to me today. I'm transferring it to somebody else. He's getting a new loan now, so he's going to give him another 30 days. Through that hana, that is enough of a commitment to be mishabed. Gomer mishabed nafshe, he commits himself to pay the new loan. So maybe that's how it works. Through that hana'a right now, and the Gemara says that's also not acceptable lamaisa. Amar le huna mar brei derab nechemila ravashi, elamayata kagon hani debe baral yashiv, de kafti vishakli la'altar. What about those strong men who tie people up and demand payment immediately? Hachanami jalokanu. meaning fine in many places, you might say that the person's happy by transferring it to the new creditor, but maybe the creditor is going to be more of a difficult person. Maybe the creditor is going to try to get it out from him immediately. So it doesn't always work. And the chitei machinami, and if you want to say, well, you're right, maybe we'll be mechalik. You know, sometimes Bavish Lashem will work if you're happy about it, and sometimes it won't work because you won't be happy about it. The Gemara says you can't have a system of law like that. Then you've given your words over to measurements. Literally, it works here, it doesn't work there. Does it work? Does it not work? That's what we have to ask. So you can't have a rule that sometimes works and sometimes doesn't work. So therefore, the Gemara says, what are you supposed to do? And by the way, this is... this line, this second suggestion, we mentioned quickly in the yesterday's shiur, this second suggestion relates to the machlokas rishonim, whether mamish lasham works bal karcha. What if the love is not interested in transferring? He owes me the money, but he doesn't want to give the money to anyone else. So does that work? That's a machlokas rishonim. Tosas mentions in Dibur Maschil Gufa, Tosas quotes the Riva and Rabbeinu Tam, that mamish lasham works even bal karcha. Bal karcho of the lover of the nifkad. Right, that is a machlokas rishonim. Not all agree to that. But the Ramban, who argues with Tosfos and says, no, it doesn't work bal karcho, quotes this daya. You see from daya number two that it can't work bal karcho. Right? You see, the Gemara seems to assume that it can't be forced. While Tosfos says, yeah, but this suggestion is rejected anyway. Tosfos in the last line of Dibur Maschil Gufa, he says, Balafachi mafik lemehu taima. You're right, that line sounds like, it's the Tosfos on the base, right, that line sounds like it has to be Birtsono, but that line is rejected. So the question is it rejected totally, or is it just rejected because it's Nasata Devarachal Shiurim? That's the Machlokas we showed him, which maybe we'll get back to soon. But either way, Ella Amar Mar Zutra, what's the Maskana? Hani Tlas Mili, Shavinu Rabbanan Kilchazabalo Taima. Three things Mar Zutra said really don't have a reason. Meaning, we don't understand how it works. Tosfos points out here, we understand why Chazal instituted it. The motivation of why they did it, that we understand. We just don't understand the halakhic mechanism, how it works. Tosfos says, for example, Pirish, Tosfos Dimaraskol Kehilchasa. Pirish, Masha Moa Liknos. We don't understand how it works. Aval Tam Yesh, Lama Tignu Chachamim Mamet Shlashton, Tignu Shalo Yitztarech Lichroch, Velasos Kinyonim. We know why it works. It works because Chazal wanted to create kinyanim that you don't have to be tareach, you don't have to go and transfer items from place to place. That we understand why Chazal instituted it, but we don't understand fully how it works, the mechanisms. That's what it means. Rabbanan or Mashved is kehilchasa below taima. Rashi compares this kehilchasa. What does kehilchasa mean? Kehilchasa below taima. Keilu kibla Moshe halacha misinai, as if there was a halacha Moshe misinai. Ain't sarech laseis batam, that there is no reason able to be explained for the mechanism given, just like halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is, as we know, the Rambam emphasizes in the Hagdama to Pirush Mishnayos that there is no reason given for halacha Moshe B'Sinai. There is no svara given. That's how the Rambam explains the difference between. Remember, we mentioned that often. The difference between Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu and Halacha Moshe Misinai. What are those two categories? The Rambam has the five categories of Torah Shebal Peh in Hadamah to Birush Mishnayos. The first two sound very similar. Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu, halachas that we know from Moshe, but they're never called Halacha Moshe Misinai. Like Priyat Sadr being an Esrog. That's never called a Halacha Moshe Misinai. But we know that. Nobody's ever arguing on that. Or the Gemara in Baba Kama that talks about Ayin Tachas Ayin. Nobody really ever paskin that you have to really pay an eye for an eye. That's other religions. We say it means money. Ayin Tachas Ayin. Right? Where do we know that from? Tvarim HaBukubal Mipil Moshe Rabbeinu. So what's the difference between those types of halachas and the halachas in the Gemara that are called halacha l'moshe misinai? Or, as Rashi and Tosfos say, all over Shas, whenever it says Gemara gemiri lehu, it also means halacha moshe misinai. So what is the difference? So the Rambam explains. Dvarim HaMekubalim Mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. So that, you could have figured it out after a couple of centuries. You know, if you would have sat on that a long time, priyetz hadar, so maybe it means esrog. Right? Why wouldn't it? This is a beautiful fruit. There has to be some beautiful fruit. So that's what it can mean. Ayin Tachas Zayin. The Rambam discusses the beginning of Hilchos Chovel. So you understand that's in lieu of bodily harm. So you take this. It's not unheard of. But Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there's no svara for. There's no way we would have been able to get this out from the Torah. You know, why do we say that a kezayis is a shir of achila? Right? Why do we say all of shiurin? Why do we say chatzi nezek sroros? Right? Assuming that's Halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Why do we say all the Halacha Moshe B'Sinai is not listed? Why do we say all the Halachas Moshe B'Sinai and we learned in Maseches Nazir? So that the Rambam says because that's totally Moshe Rabbeinu. So that works out nicely with this idea. Like the Rashi explains, what's the language of Kehilchasa Belotaima? It's like Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, right? There's no svara given for it. We don't understand the halacha mechanism, and that is the distinction. There's another discussion, the Rambam says, the difference between those two categories is whether there's ever a machlokas about them. That's also a very much discussed line. The Rambam says, Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, there is never a machlokas about. While the Rambam B'Kabbalah B'Moshe Rabbeinu might have a machlokas. Anyway, that's the Rambam. In the beginning of Akdama to Pirish HaMishnais. I'm sorry, did I say it? The flip shot Pirish. Maybe both of them have that. I don't remember. I haven't seen it in a while. But the difference between them is the svara. Kol davar she'ein lo remez by mikra ve'eino nikshar bo ve'i'afshar lo hotzio b'derech midarkei asvara alav levado nemar halacha Moshe B'Sinai. That's what it's halacha Moshe B'Sinai. Right after the machlokas line, I have to check up again. Okay, so let us continue now. So this is the Sugya of Ma'amad Shloshtan. There is the question in Lumdis, in the Achronim. So Ma'amad Shloshtan we don't understand how it works. Fine. The mechanism we're not sure about. But what about, could we at least suggest, not explaining how it works, the mechanism, but Lumdis-wise, the Achronim have the following Chakira. The Primosha has this, and others have this as well. So what happens if I say, you now owe the other person? Have I disappeared in the equation? The same question is asked by Shibuda de Reb Nasan, right, which is on a Daraisa level. Right? If A owes B and B owes C, so C could go directly to A and demand money. That's Shibuda de Reb Nasan, in Ksubis and elsewhere. So here on a Darabanan level, when I transfer through my Mishlashtan, have I disappeared? Does he now owe the other person? Or does he still owe me, but it goes through me? Right, that's the hakira. Meaning, is it a schus gvia, or is it kam tachas habalchov? That's the question, the way the Primoshe formulates it. Really, I'm still here. The money is owed to me. The pikadon is mine, but it goes through me now. You give it to him, but conceptually it goes through me. Or do we say, no, I have disappeared? That's the chiddush. We still don't understand how that worked, but that's the chiddush of Hilchos Avelotaima, the Ma'amad Shloshtan, is that I have now disappeared. That's what the Primoshe says, and he explains many of the machlokos, Rishonim and Achronim, in this sugya, based on that chakira. V'nira demuchach, together Ma'amad Shloshtan, udachachamim tiknu, shechakone omeid b'makam bailim, v'choldinim sheish l'rishon ala chifetz mekabal hasheni. That he goes into the applications. Or does he say, no, ein akin yichal gufadavar, ela rak al schus tivia. There's a schus for you to go collect it from so-and-so, but I have not disappeared. So that could affect the machlokas. We mentioned a number of the points in Tosfos. Whether, what about a goy? Could a goy be involved or not? Whether we say it could work bal karcha, whether it works only by pikadon or even by milva, whether Tosfos adds in the diraskal taneyu, is it similar to being mocher ishtar chov? Meaning, can I be mochel? You owe so and so, can I turn around and then be mochel chov, and then he owes nothing? So Tosfos says you cannot be mochel. Unlike, even if you want to say a mocher shtarchov lechaveru, this is Tosfos Rimaskol Taneu. Even if you say in the cases of selling a shtarchov, you can be mochel, you can turn around and be mochel, but you can't be mochel here. Why should this be different? So again, have I disappeared? Have I not disappeared? That's part of the issue. Whether I still have the power to be chozerbo. That's an important discussion relating to Hilchos Belotaima. But the Rambam, by the way, paskins this line of Hilchos Belotaima. The Rambam says, that's how the Chazal describe it. The Rambam says in Hilchos Mechira, Hayomdim Shlashtan, Va'amer lo mana shleishli biyadcha, bein pikadon, bein shayamil vataneo lazeh. The money that you owe me, the item that you're watching for me, give to so-and-so, kana levi, ve'inechan mishlashtan yochal achzerbo. Pasuk's like Tosfos. You can't be chozerbo. V'davar zeh amru chachamim shehi halacha, she'ein latam. Chazal say, "Lefichach ein lemeidim mimena leden acher." You can't use it as a precedent or as a model for any other kinyanim because it's a milsa below time. Like the Gemara says elsewhere, chidishu. Interesting, the Gemara doesn't say that here. Maybe why? Because chidishu is on a daraisa level. It's the same idea, though. Chidish in the world of daraisa, milsa below time, in the world of the Rabbanan, we're going to have three takanas here. We just did the first one. But on the daraisa level, the Gemara says in five or six places that Basa Bechalav is a chidishu. Moti Shemer is a chidishu. Edim Zomamin is a chidishu. What is chidishu? So Tosva says in the first parak in Yevamis, Dover Hasoser as a klau. Something that goes against normal rules of the Torah. Not that we wouldn't have known it without the Torah, because that's most of the Torah. It goes against the other rules that have been Moti Shemra. You never have two punishments for one act. Right? Kimle Bedrava Minei. And all of a sudden you have two punishments for one. Edim Zomamin. Right, it goes against. You should say this is a contradiction. You should say it's a stalemate. And yet we believe the second Edom and not the first Edom. Why is it different than Hachasha where it's Trey Utrey? So it goes against normal rules. And therefore, if something's a Chiddush, Ein Lameidim Mi Chiddush. That's the rule. So that's the Rambam says the same idea here on a Durabana level. Milsa Balotaima, these three items, one of them is Maimit Shlashtan. That's the one that's really possibly transferable because it's a Kinyan. But the Rambam says that it is not transferable. Just one other point, because we just mentioned it on a Sata Derechel Shiurin, right? You can't have different rules and regulations for in one context of halacha. And so the Chashuke Chemed discusses the concept of Toka de Dibur, which we discussed recently. What are the rules for Toka de Dibur? But he was asked, what about Toka de Dibur for someone with a stutter? How do you determine Toka de Dibur in that regard? Do you give them more time? Is Toka de Dibur objective, a certain number of seconds? Or do you say, no, it's Schus Chazara. So he suggests, maybe it's based on the Machlokas we've shown him. How do you look at Toka de Dibur? Rabbeinu Tam holds Toka de, and therefore, meaning, do you say, that everybody has their own rules? That's why this is on this line. So if you say, like Rabbeinu Tam says, quoted at the end of Nedarim, that Toka de Dibur is a Takana de Rabbanan, because your Rebbe might be walking by, you're in the middle of making a Kinyan, and you want to be able to say hello to your Rebbe, and then go back to your Kinyan. So it's a real Takana Drabanan, Schus Chazara. So then it makes sense that everybody will have their own Shiur. And someone who has difficulty talking, a speech impediment, will have a few more seconds than the next person. But if you say it's more objectified, it's not just a Schus Chazara, but it is how we look at time, and we look at time in increments, and the big riot to that is the Gemara there at the end of Nedarim, Pezayin, where the Gemara discusses that if somebody finds out that their relative died, and they tear Kriya, and then within Toka de Dibur, after the Kriya, they find out, no, the relative died now, and they did Kriya before, that works for Yasi de Kriya. How was Yasi de Kriya? That happened beforehand. The Kriya has to be as a reaction. The answer is no, it's in the same increment of time. So that would be Pashta's more objective. More objective than a certain amount of time and not not based on Kal Echad, the Echad. Right? It comes up in Shmoneh Esrei. You make a mistake in Shmoneh Esrei, how long do you have to retract? Right? So that's he has that discussion on Nasata Devarechel Shiurin. Okay, that's number one halacha, that we don't understand the mechanism. Chada ha. V'idach, number two, Dam Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Hakosev Kon Nechasev L'Ishto. If somebody gives and writes all of their nechasim to their wife, meaning taking it all away from the children, so we assume that he doesn't mean to do that. Lo Asa Ela Aputrapia. We assume what the husband has just done is to make his wife a guardian, an agent over the property, but not that he wants to give away all his property to his wife and take away it all from his children. Meaning, the question is, so again, we know why Chazal would do that. Because, and Tosfos explains by each of these what the motivation is. Because the motivation is because the people don't leave their children out in the cold and give it to other people, even the wife. How that works, again, is unexplainable. Because there's a shtar here. There's a shtar matana that a man gives his wife everything. And we are now saying, no, 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 don't go by that shtar. How does what's the halachic mechanism? Milsa below taima. How does it work? A little bit here, Rashi says, we know, a little bit how it could work. Aputrapia, Rashi says, lahachnisu lahotzi. We assume the wife is just, in control of taking the money in and out. V'yava bishakasu la balashon matana, lo kena asan, v'ain tam bedavar, ela kach tiknu, v'hefker bes in haya hefker. So Rashi does quote Hefker Bezin Hefker, which the main sugya, one of the main sugyas is coming up in a couple of weeks, Daf Lamed Vavish, around that area. Hefker Bezin Hefker is the two Makaris and Shas are there, that Bezdin has rights and authority over financial matters in Yadus. That's true, Hefker Bezin Hefker. So that's a little bit how it works, but it's still, there's a shtar here, and Bezin is totally going against what it says in the shtar. That's why it's called a milsa below taima. Number two. Number three, v'idach damar Rav Chananya, hamesi isha libno gadol bebayis kina'o. If somebody makes a wedding for their son, it was common in the days of the Talmud, to build or buy a house and have the wedding there, and then give the house over to the child. That's where they're going to live. So if somebody is macy their son in this house, so the child gets the house, even though there was no specific maisa kinyan done to the house. Still, it works. It goes to the house, right? Tosfos again says, why did Chazal do this? Because there's an umdina. Kshaav masar kol mashiyish lo min habayis. The father took everything out of the house before he got married the son here, even though there was no shtar, kesef shtar chazaka, the three ways that you could transfer a house, a karka, none of that was done, unless you say the son now moving in is an example of chazaka, but why should he have the rights to do that? So that's milsabal a time up, but that is what we, assume is acceptable and what the father wants. Good. Amalei Rav, Lorav Acha Bardala, Kava Demorika, Isli Gabach. So Rav said, Travacha Bardala, I have a certain kava vegetables. Marika, some type of vegetable. I have by you. Diyavi Laploni, give it to so and so. Meaning, he's doing a mind mishlashtan here, right? They're all there. Bi ape ka'amina lacha, deloha darna bi. I'm saying it in front of you, in front of all two of you and the three of us, so that I'm not choserbo. Michlal di boy haderbe, mati haderbe. Is that to teach me that if he really wants to retract, he can? But what do you mean? I thought this is a bona fide kinyan, and he can't retract once the kinyan is done. So Gemara says, you're right, he's not saying that he's only doing it now so that he can't retract. Hachi kamar, dvarim halalu lo nitnu lachazara. Inherently, you can't retract. He's not saying, well, I'm not going to retract now, and I have the choice in the matter. No, inherently, dvarim halalu lo nitnu lechazara. Rashi says, hachi kamar dvarim halalu, kivan, it's a sin. Since he's doing it, ba'ape kamino lecha, right, so he can't be chozerbo. Says the Gemara, ha'amar Rav Chada Zimna. So then what's the chiddush? Rav said this. Rav made this whole statement in his story here. He already made the statement. So we know Mamish Lashtan works. So what's the chiddush here? So imeahi havamina hanimili matana maruba. I would have thought that if you have a large transfer, that's when you need all three parties here, and that's where is a nochozerbo. That's the real din of Mamish Lashtan. Avo matana muetes. But if you're giving over a bundle of vegetables, that's the transfer. Maybe it can work even if it's not there. Even if the recipient is not there. Right? The lova, the one who owes, he has to be there. He's committing. So if he's committing, l'chora, he has to be there. That's the das hamischayev. But maybe not everybody has to be there. Kamash Malan, this only works if everybody involved is there. So again, that's the sugya mamish lashon. Again, we're going to have to see Bezram later on. Could get work by my mishlashtan? Could kiddushin work by my mishlashtan? Right? What if somebody owes me money? And I say, you know, it should go to this woman, and I'm married to her with that money. Does that work? There was no maisa. That would be pretty amazing. But we're saying there's a kinyan here. We know there are kinyanim that might work drabanan with effect on a daraisa level. According to one giris in the Rambam, at the beginning of Hilchos Ishus, Aleph, about right, kiddushe kesef being midivrei sofrim, whatever that means, assuming it's drabanan, then it's, which is the more difficult opinion, but it could be, right, there is a radvaz that assumes kinyan chalipin is drabanan, because it's learned that from a pasuk in Rus. We're going to get to Kenya Khalif soon. So is it a Drabanan that affects a Daraisa? So my Mishloshan, that's a Shiloh. It just makes it a bigger Kiddush because Kiddushin Lechora needs a Maisa Kiddushin. Kiddushin and Gittin, which also needs a transfer. Right? If somebody else is holding the get, could the husband say, give it to my wife? Right? Not as a Shliach, but through my Mishloshan. So that is important discussions. Okay. Weiter. Two dots. Hanhu Ginoi. There were some gardeners that all worked for a balabayas, and they were doing a cheshbon amongst amongst themselves. Or Rashi says, Mochra Yarek, they sold vegetables for him. So what happened? They worked out the cheshbon. Pash Chamesh Isteri Zuzei, Gabi Chad Minayu. So they worked it out. There were five extra zuz by one of them. One of them had five extra zuz that they weren't supposed to have. So Amri lay. So they all decided, Yahavinu Nile, Lamari Ara. Right? Give it to the master. Right? Because it's all, it's extra. It's five. It's not supposed to be any of ours. So give it back. And they said that, Ba'ape, or the Ba'ache is in Bataska, Ba'ape Mari Ara. Right? So what happened? They did a Maimish Lashtan. Right? This one guy had extra, five extra, and they all said, and the guy accepted, it has to go to the master. And then, but not only that, Vakanamine. And then he even did a Kenichalipin on it. Who did the Kenichalipin? One of the parties, whoever it had. Caleb Shalkona, Caleb Shalmakne, but there was a Kenichalipin done. Lesov, that night, the guy went back and rechecked his books, and he realized there was nothing extra. Azal Avar Chushbana Bein Dilei Lenafshe, Lo Pashka Bevelo Midi. He realized that it was a mistake. It's a mistake that it wasn't five extra. I had exactly what I was supposed to have, and, you know, it wasn't supposed to be given over. So Asa Lekame to Rav Nachman. So he came to Rav Nachman, Amarle Ma, and so Rav Nachman says to him, there's nothing I can do. My Ebelecha. What am I supposed to do? Chada Adam Ravuna Marav. Number one, there's a kenyan called Maimish Lashton. You were mocking the money, right? So what? There's nothing I could do. The Oda, not only was a normal Maimish Lashton, Hakanu Minach, right? He did a kenyan. You didn't have to do the kenyan, but he did the kenyan. So we'll get back to that line. Let's just finish the story. Amar Le Rava. Rava says, but 1 minute. Atu Haimi Kamar Lo Yavina. Is this guy saying, I'm not going to pay him? Deleka Gabai Kamar. He's saying, I don't owe him. Not that there's an obligation that I'm not going to pay. He's saying the whole thing was a mistake. I don't owe him in the first place. Meaning, it's the language that's used by the Rishonim here. It's not a case of, I'm not sure, there's a cheskas chiyuv, and I'm trying to uproot whether I have a patur. There's no cheskas chiyuv. I don't owe. So Amar Lei says, oh, I didn't understand. Im ken kinyan b'ta'usu. So this is a mistake in kinyan. V'chol kinyan b'ta'us chozer. So kinyan b'ta'us, then the whole thing goes back because the whole Maimish Lashon, he didn't owe him, and therefore the whole thing doesn't work. The Rambam notes here, and kinyan chalipin is a very large discussion, but the Rambam notes here that kinyan chalipin is a unique type of kinyan which sometimes is done just as extra. We usually don't do kinyanim extra. We do a kinyan, it works. But the Rambam talks about in Hilchas Mechira in Perek Hay, kinyan chalipin is something that is done just to express the das of the parties involved, even if one doesn't need that kinyan done. Says the Rambam, Yesh Dvarim Harbe, She'ein Tzrichim Kinyan. Whenever it says Stam Kinyan, it means Kinyan Chalipin, without specifying. Chalipin meaning, I take a handkerchief, I pick up something of value, a pen. Yesh Dvarim Harbe, She'ein Tzrichim Kinyan, Ve'ein L'Kinyan Mem Tam. There are some things that don't need Kinyan, and Kinyan doesn't work for them. Kagon, Hamashachar Avdo, Oh, Hamagarish is Ishto. Right, a person divorces his wife. Well, Kinyan Chalipin doesn't do anything. You gotta give the get. Oh, it's a Shliach. Or if you appoint a Shliach, what do you do a kinyan for? I appoint you as my shliach with words. I don't think you do a kinyan. Oh, I'm moser moda, I'm avata moda. Oh, I'm mochal lachaveiro chov o bikadon sheish lo biyado. People do kinyanim. Why do people do kinyanim? The Rambam doesn't explain. Noagu rov amakomos lahaknos lamixas elu advarim v'chayotzi bahem viomrim v'kaninu miploni shasa ploni shliach. Right? What about a ksuba? What about a ksuba? The adam sign that the baal is makabel this chiyuv. So Me'ikra didn't work right when they sign. But we add in the Kanina and they witness a Kenyan, the Kabbalah's Kenyan, right? Why is that done? Because the Rambam finally says, the Kenyan Zeshanagu Lahaknos Belo Advarim, Eino Moel Klum, Elo Lohodia, She'eno Omer Dvarim Elo Kimisachek Umahatel, Elo Shagamar Belibo, Viacharkach Amar. The Rambam says, and this is what the Achronim all expand upon, Kinyan Chalipin is a unique type of Kinyan. It's what's called the concretization of the Da'as HaMischayev. Really, there's no transfer here, but it shows I'm serious. It shows I'm serious. When I make the rabbi a shliach to sell my chametz, we do a Kinyan Chalipin. Why? I made him my shliach. I don't have to say anything. If I'm not there, I can do it on the phone. Right? I can just sell him on the phone if I can't come in. But we do Kinyan Chalipin. Why? Because that really shows a Gemira's Das. That shows a seriousness of what's going on, and therefore sometimes it's done even when it's not needed to be done. And it's the, as we'll see at other points, it's the most universal type of kinyan. Metaltalin and karka. Why? Because it's all about Gemira's Das. And that's why it's a rule breaker in various areas. You might have the ability to be chozer as long as you're asukin boso inyan, not just sokhde dibur. Shulchan Aruch has a dea like that by chalipin, because chalipin is all about Gemira's Das. So here too, you didn't need the chalipin. But he did it just to as an extra guard. That's the why the Balabais here did the Chalipin, but Chalipin is a very unique kinyan in the world of kinyanim. Tosfos also notes here, isn't it interesting what happened here? So the guy went home, back to his records, and he came in the next day and said, no, I was wrong. We trust him? How do we trust him? He did a kinyan. Why can't you say that ever? Right? Somebody comes in and says, oh, I don't owe you that money. It was a mistake. How do we trust the guy that just came in and said that, no, I don't owe him the money? So Tosva says, Dear Raskol Volo, and then Rabbeinu Tam, you have to say that everybody agreed to him. You have to say, because if he just said it himself, then it's not going to work. Tosva says, Here's Rabbeinu Chanana, V'chein Rabbeinu Tam, Shohayu Bale Dinim Modim Lo, O Shalaya Dover Yadua Be'edis Brura, or Yad Edim, Delo Pashka Be'emidi. Right, you can't say that he could just say it himself. Umash b'mi devrayim, and then Tosva says, "You see from here, demi denafshe a neman lomar ta'isi b'masho deisi." A person is not believed if a person ever admits to owing money, and then the next day says, "I made a mistake." He is not believed. That's what Rabbeinu Tam says. That's why you need Aiden. That's why you need everybody to agree. Right, he's not believed to say that. Meaning, hodas baldin, and then I made a mistake, does not work. Says the Mordechai in Baba Basra, Tav Kuf Chaf Dalid, it's what we would call a migu, or trying to uproot hodas baldin. That's like 100 witnesses. So now you're trying to come in, you can't uproot what you yourself said. Hodas baldin kmei edim dami. And therefore you cannot uproot that. That's what Rabbi Chanan also says right here in the Kovetz Biurim. That's his formulation of Tosfos. To ha'kaimalon mi gemakam edim lo amrinan v'hodas baldin ha'adifa me'edim imkein kol shekein to lo mahani mi gemakam hodas baldin. Right, what's his migu? I didn't have to admit to you anything, so believe me that I admitted, but I don't owe you as much. So you can't do that. It's b'makam hodas baldin, so that's not going to work. The Rashba adds in a line here, he says, especially after the kinyan chalipin was done. Because that showed Gemira's Das. That just adds on to what we were just saying. Once the Kinyan Chalipin was done, you can't change it unless you have proof. If you have Edim, if everybody agrees, so then you would be able to. But that gets us a little bit into the sugyas of Migu and Hoda'as Baldin. Okay, Itmar, says the Gemara a little more than halfway down. Holich mana laploni shani chayev lo. This is the sugyas till the end of the parak. Holich mana laploni, I owe so-and-so 100. So I give this to Shliach. I say here, please bring this money to so-and-so. I owe him money. Who's responsible for Onsim on the way? Amarav. Chayev Achriyuso. The Shliach, meaning, and also the Mishaleach, is still Chayev in Achrayus. If something happens, if it's the money is stolen on the way, then the one who was owed the money, the Malveh, he's still owed the money. Meaning, though, it's still the Lova's responsibility. The Malva didn't send this person as a shliach, go bring my money to me. It's the one who owes. Made this. So bring this money. So chayev achriyuso. V'im balach zo eino chozer. But Rav is machadesh. Even though I'm still chayev achrayis, if I want now to take it back, after I've given it to the shliach, I can't take it back. Zachal adam shlo b'fanav. He was zocheh on behalf of the other person, and therefore I cannot take it back. V'im balach zo eino chozer. And Shmuel argues, so Shmuel Amar, no. Mitoch shachay b'achriyuso in balach zer chozer. If you're still chay b'achriyus, that means it's still in your domain, and therefore you can take it back if you decide that you don't want to pay through this way, you want to wait until the guy comes. Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. This shita of Rav is important for something we said 2 days ago. If you remember, we said to explain the Mishnah on Dav Yud Aleph Amabez. We mentioned the shita of Rebbe Meir. If somebody's Meshachra, they're Eved. So what did Rebbe Meir say? You could be go back by both of them. And the Chachamim say, you cannot go back by Shechuri Avadim. Because it's a Schutz. Zachal Am Shalom Afanav. And the Rif said on that Mishnah, you can't go back, but he's not Meshuchra yet. He's not Meshuchra, it's a Zachal Am Shalom Afanav. But it's in this limbo. You can't be Chozerbo, because it's a Zachal Am Shalom Afanav, but he's not Meshuchra yet. And all the Rishonim, the Rosh and the Ron asked on the Rif, what are you talking about? You know what the Rif's proof was? Shitas Rav right here. Rav says, you could have a case where you're still responsible, but you can't get it back. This was the raya that the Rif brought, right here. The Shita of Rav. But Shmuel argues, Okay, back to our Gemara. So, Leima Baka Mifli. So, what's this machlokas about? Whether you can be chozer bo or not? Demar Savar Holech Kizachi Dami. Rav holds like Holech is Kizachi. If you say Holech, bring this, take this to the person, it's as if you said Zachi, be Zoch it on his behalf. So, that's why you can't take it back. But the other person did not appoint the Shliach as a Shliach. That's why you're still responsible. You're Chayav Achrayas. You can't force him to be Makabal Achrayas. So you're still Chayav Achrayas, but it's Zachal Adam Shlo Bafanav, and that's why you cannot be Chozer Bo. Umar Sabar Holech Lav Kizchi Dami. And Shmuel says, no. Holech is just take it, but it's not going to be his until it gets there. Lav Kizchi Dami. It's not like you said, Zachi, be Zochet this on his behalf. So isn't that the Machlogas? Holech is Zachi or not? So he says, lo. Maybe not. To Kuli, and why is this here? Because these are all the sugyas. The Mishnah is here about taking something to a shliach. When is it finished? When is the, it's still in the process? That's what this Gemara has to do with our Mishnahs. Lo, to Kuli Yama, Holik and Schi, Dami, really, everybody says Holik should be like Schi. So you should not be able to be Chozer Bo. V'hacha baka miflugi, the Machlokas is here. Do you say the following? Mar Savar, Lo Amrinan Migo, Umar Savar, Amrinan Migo. No, there's a machlokas, whether you say this migo. What migo? This doesn't mean migo in the normal sense of migo, I had a better claim. But here, migo just means, do you say, since he is responsible, so it still is, so therefore he can get it back. Shmuel says you say migo, and Rav says you don't say migo, right? We also had the language of migo 2 days ago, right? Also, when we talked about the case of the peah. Right? Could somebody be zocheh the pay on behalf of his friend? Migu de zachi lenafshei, zachi nami lechavrei. Or the same word. Pashtus, it's all very different. Rabbi Yosef Engel points out here that he's very bothered with the Radvaz. The Radvaz in the first chelik of his Shuvas and Simen Tav Zayin, he says, the world of Migu is huge. Let me explain to you rules and regulations of Migu. And he has 14 rules of Migu. And the first 13 are what we would have expected. Migu b'makamegim, migu d'ha'aza, migu l'hachisha. So he goes through all the migus, all the rules of migu, that the shach also has rules of migu, all the rules of migu. And then number 14, he throws in. And the last rule of migu is migu me'inyin le'inyin lo amrinan migu. Kagon ani sheish lo basada. And he starts talking about other types of migus, like we had here and they had there. And the Rebbe Yosef Engel just points out and says, it's the same word, but it's totally not migu. I don't know why the Radvaz puts this in the tshuva there, in tshuva Tav Zayin, that this is also in the world of migu. So the Gemara here calls it migu. Maybe that's why the Radvaz does it. He puts all the migus, but it's definitely very different than normal migu discussions. Period. So it's a machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Tani kavasi de Rav. So machlok, raya to Rav. Who says that you could have this limbo? You can't retract, but you're still responsible. Holich mana leploni shani chayevlo. Tain mana leploni shani chayevlo. If I use either holich or tain by something that I owe him, or holich mana leploni pikadon sheyish lo biyadi. Take this item of his that really belongs to him. Tain mana leploni pikadon sheyish lo biyadi. So in cases of pikadon or cases of milveh, loans or items, chayev achriyuso vim balachzar eino chozer. So you see, that's a raya, brisa, beferish like Rav. Ask the Gemara, pikadon. Does it even work by a pikadon? Lemale, why can't he be chozer bo? Lemale, let the mishaleach, let the sender tell the shliach, give it back to me. Why? Ein ritzono, she pikdono, b'yan acher. That guy doesn't want his item in anybody else's hands. He gave it to me as a shomer. That lashon of Emritzono is taken totally out of context. Usually that's in the sugya of Shomer Shemaser LeShomer. Right? You see that it's quoted here by Matzia Lamed Vav, later on Chavtes. Those are the sugyas of the Shomer Shemaser LeShomer. Right? If I have a Shomer, you give it to another Shomer. That's basically what's going on here. But here it's the Shomer claiming on behalf of the Mafkid, which is unusual. Usually we're talking about a person can himself claim, I don't want this in anybody else's hands. Here it's the Mishaleach saying, well, no, give it back to me, even though I just gave it to you, give it back to me because the Mafkid, the one who owns it, doesn't want it in your Rishus. And so no, she ain't picked though no, beyond Acher. So the Gemara says, so why can't he be Chozer Bo in the Braisa? Amar Abzeira, Kishahuchza Kafron. It must be that the Mishaleach is also no great shakes. It must be that he's Huchza Kafron. So therefore, he can't claim that because he's also a liar. So that's why he can't claim that. The Meiri says right here, it must be where he only was Huchza Kafron after he already gave him the Pikadon. If he was already Huchza Kafron beforehand, then obviously the guy doesn't care. Right? If he already was a liar and a conniver beforehand. So it must be it was Hofsa Kafron after it was already transferred. Period. Rav Sheshes Havilei Ashrata de Sarvali b'Mechuza. Rav Sheshes was owed a lot of money for selling clothing in Mechuza. I'm leather of Yosef Farchama Bahadi de Asis Aisinu Niele. You know, you're going to Mechuza, you know, just bring me my money when you get there. Just pick it up from my debtors. Azal Yavinule. They went and they gave it to him. Amrile Nikni Minach. They said, can we make a kinyan with you so that, you know, we don't have any achrayas? We don't want to be responsible. Amalul in, he says, okay, lasov ishtamalu. But then he quickly snuck out without having to do the kinyan, because he didn't want them to lose their responsibility of ones. So he snuck out. Kiyasalagabe, and when he got back, Amalay Shabra Avadit. And when he got back, Rav Sheshes told him, you did well. Talo Shavit Navshech Evid Lovel Ishmalve. Right? You didn't put yourself or me in a difficult position. Right, Evalova Lishmalva, meaning if they don't know the money anymore, then you basically take the responsibility. Lishna Achrina, or he just leaves out the middle line, Shaper Avadit, Evalova Lishmalva. Right, the Maram Shift discusses here what the difference between the two Lashonos are, right, not for now. But either way, he says, you did well. Was he allowed to lie? He says, yeah, sure. Or he's just pushing them off, he never had Kavana. Mishanem Ibn Ashalom, right, he's on behalf of somebody else. So it's, Stomach, he was allowed to. You just got to explain why he was able to give off the impression that he was going to do this, and he didn't.
But the shtar was ripped up. In other words,
he had the money that he was paying back, and the question is, until the money gets back to the malveh, there's responsibility. Doesn't matter if there's a there are eidim here. There he's there, and there are other people involved. That even if there's no shtar, or maybe. He still had the shtar. I don't know whether it's not 100% clear where the shtar was. He just says, go get me my money that I'm owed. Either way, he was just wondering who was going to be responsible for ones.
People that give him the money, they have to have some sort of a proof.
But until it gets to the malveh, still the responsibility is going to be on the loveh. Somebody's going to be on the loveh. Maybe the shtar wasn't going to be ripped up until afterwards. Ravachi bar Yoshia Havile Isfika de Kasma ben Arda. He had some type of silver kli in Narda. Omlu Rabbi Disoy Rabbi Yani Rabbi Yosef bar Kippur. He tells to his two chaverim, Padi dasisu aisuniele, my silver cup. You know, when you're there, please bring it to me. Also, so now there was one case of milve that was previously or credit, and now this is a case of pikadon. Also yaviniele. Okay, so they gave it to them. The people who had the kli gave it to these two rabbis. Amri Luhu, Nikni Minaychu, they said, okay, can you please do a kinyan with us so that we're not responsible anymore? Amri Luhu Lo, they said, no, sorry. We're not going to do one. Amri Luhu, Ahaji Nielan, okay, so give it back to us. Give it back to us. We don't want to give it to you. Reb Dustoy, Reb Yane, Amri Luhu In. One of the rabbis said, okay, give it back to them. Reb Yossi, Bar Kippur, Amri Luhu Lo. The other rabbi said, no, we're not giving it back. Havikam Itzaru Le, and they started torturing him. They started beating him up. The one that said no. And the one who's getting beat up says to the other one, look what they're doing to me. Amalu, Tav Ramule, yeah, keep it going. Keep it going, Tav Ramule, yeah, give him another punch. Right, Rashi says, Harbe Iku. It's a good one. Kiyosu Lagabe, they finally got out of there and they got back to the Rav Achi Bar Yoshia. They got back to the one who owns the Kli. Amarlei, he says, so the one who was getting beat up says, Chazimar lo mistayed elosaya. Not only did he not help me, Elo amalu nami tav ramulei. He told them, you know, keep going, good job. Amarlei, amai tevid achi. So he says, why'd you do that? Right, the Rav Achi. Amarlei, he says, Osan b'nei Adam, hein ama, v'kovan ama. You know how big those people are? They were huge. They had big hats, which means they had clothing that was very intimidating. Umidabrin mechetziehen. They speak from their kishkes, meaning they're strong men. Vishmoseya mevualin. Even their names are scary. Ardav, Arto, Pili, Beresh. Omen kfutu, koftin. They tell people to tie people up. You tied up. Omen harogu, argin. They tell people to kill. That's it. Ilu arguas dustoi. Minatan liyane abba barkamosi. If they would have killed me, my father wouldn't have anybody. Meaning I was scared for my life. The Mefarshim point out here, how did he call his father by his name? He called him Yana Abba. Maybe that was like Avi Mori. The Grub uses this Gemara in Shulchan Aruch as a raya. That again, as long as we give a title to the father, then it is okay. But either way, I didn't have a choice. Amar Leis, Rav Achai says, B'nei Adam Allah L'Krub L'Mal Hussein. Are those people, they have connections in the government? Amar lehen, yeah, they do. Yeshlan susim upradim shirazim achrayim. They have horses that run after them, meaning that they live that lifestyle. Amar lehen says, yes. Amar lehen, he says, yachi shabra avadetz. He says, okay, if that's true, then I understand why you were scared for your life, and therefore you did what you were going to do. So now the question is, what about the other guy? The other guy, this isn't one of the big three, is it? Is this one of the big three? What's the issue here? So he shouldn't have given his life. Or not. Right? This relates to the sugya in Maseches Baba Kama. What does the Gemara ask there? You read the Gemara, and it sounds like an amazing suffix. Samach lama samach lama beis. Whether a person is aser lahatzel asma b'mamon chavero, or mutter lahatzel asma b'mamon chavero. What does that pashas mean? Whether I'm allowed to save myself with somebody else's money. Whether, right, classic ethical dilemma, am I allowed to break into the pharmacy to steal medicine because my life's in danger? Right? Matzel atzmi mamon chavero. David HaMelech asked, based on Pukim quoted from the end of Shmuel Beis, David HaMelech asked the Sanhedrin, I'm going to attack the Plishtim. They're all hiding out in the stacks of hay and straw of my fellow Jews. Am I allowed to burn down the stacks to reveal the hiding places because I need to, right? Am I allowed to do that? And the Gemara says, usually not, but you're the king, so you can do whatever you want. So usually not? Tosfos, the Rosh, Rov Rishonim there say, you can't take the Gemara Kepshuto. This is not one of the big three. So what the Gemara must mean is, you're allowed to do it. The question is, do you have to pay for it afterwards? That's the Shaila. Aser l'hatzel asmo means you're allowed to do it, but you're not allowed to do it for free. That's what aser means. That's what Tosfos says. Iboyle ichayev l'shalem kisha hitzel asmo v'bnei bikuach nefesh. That's the issue according to Tosfos and the Rosh. But if you look at the Pashas of Rashi, and the Achronim point out, the Ben Yitzian has a tshuva about this Rashi. Rashi says, shalo yisrefua hova aser l'hatzel asmo v'mamon chavero. That's what it sounds like. And there's even a daya in the Gemara, and the Shimon Kubasis explains this in the second parak in Ksubis. Maybe Gezel is up there too. Maybe Gezel is up there too, not just the big three. Maybe Gezel stealing to save one's life. So maybe that's the issue between these two Amoraim. The Meiri happens to be the Shitasa, what he says in Baba Kama. The Meiri here says, this is not a normal case of Matzah Asma Mamon Chavera. Why? Because here, it's his Mamon Chavera that causes the whole problem in the first place. Right, that's why it wasn't a problem. The Meiri says, how can he save himself with his friend's property? Because the Meiri seems to hold like that Rashi over there in Baba Kama, Daf Samach. The Meiri says, no, here is different. He's not going and just taking his friend's money. His friend's money caused the problem in the first place. That's why he's just allowed to let go. But maybe that could be the issue behind these two great Amoraim in the story. Okay, last section. Holech mana leploni, falechu bikshu v'lo matzu. Next case, I say here, give this money to Ploni, and then the Edom go, the Shliach goes, and they don't find Ploni. Why? Because Ploni died. So what's the halacha now? If a person gives money to Shlichim, and now the recipient is dead. So, five opinions. Tani Chada, well, we'll see five opinions soon. First we have two. Tani Chada Yachzu L'Mishaleach. One opinion is that it goes back to the sender, return to sender. V'tani Yidach L'Yarshi Mishner Shachulo. And the other opinion is, the Brisa says, no, it goes to the Yarshim of the one who died. The recipient. So Lema B'Hakam Iflagi, what's that machlokas about? Demar Savar Holik Kischi, Dami Umar Savar Holik Lav Kischi. Right, is that the machlokas? Whether they was zoche on behalf, so even though the guy died, now is Yarshim get it? So Gemara says maybe not. Couple of suggestions what else the machlokas might be about. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamol, to kuli amaholich lav kischi dami. Everybody says no, it's not kischi, and therefore it should go back to the sender. V'lokasha habibari habishchiv mira. If it's a shchiv mira talking, as we have discussed, then that's an automatic kinyan. So that's why, if it's a shchiv mira, it's as if it was nikneh immediately, and that's why it goes to the recipient's yorshim. But by a bari, it goes back. Rav Zvid Amar, hava habishchiv mira, ha de isel makabel b'shas matan mos, ha de lesel makabel b'shas matan mos. It is about a shchiv mira, but was the recipient dead when the shchiv mira made this declaration? If he was already dead, then even with all the magic in the world, the kinyan shchiv mira can't work. That's why. But in the case where the sender was a shchimira and the recipient was at least alive at that moment, so then it can work. Rov Rishonim say, why can't it work if the recipient was already dead? By the time that the shchimira did this, ein kinyan lemesim. The last three words of the riff in this parak, ein kinyan lemesim. That's what the riff says, and that's what the Rashba says. If you look at Rashi here for some reason does not say that. Rashi says, so it works out to be a zechiyah b'taus. It's a mistaken zechiyah. I thought he was dead. I thought he was alive, but he's dead. That's why it's a mistake. It sounds like from Rashi, the Machan Ephraim says this, that really you can be kone something to somebody who's dead. Be makna something. It's just that here you didn't know. But if he knew he was dead, it would have worked. The Machan Ephraim has the suffix, and then he quotes this Rashi as a raya. His suffix is in Hilchas Zechiyah, Simulam and Aleph. What happens if am I allowed to be maknim money to somebody who died so that he for his matseva? I don't give it to the family. I give it to the person himself. Right? I want to give it so he can build a great matseva for himself. He can't do that for himself. But so he says, according to Rashi, it sounds like it would work. It belongs to the dead guy, and the Yorshim have to do it, but not because it's their money, but because now it belongs to their father. But this Rashi might relate to that. Rav Papa Amar, fourth suggestion. Haba haba bari. Really, he's talking about both bari, hadamis makabo b'chayi nosein, hadamis nosein b'chayi makabo. Depends who dies first. And if the makabal die, if the nosin dies first, then it would go back to him because he didn't mean to give it through his yarshim. Period. So now the Gemara says, "Lema holik kizchi tanoi." Maybe this issue of holik kizchi is really a machlokas tanoim. Did Tanya? Now we're going to have a number of shitas. Holik manu leploni v'holik ubikshu v'lo matzu, and they went and he died, and the mishalech also died, as we'll see. Yachz v'lo mishalech. He goes back to the mishalech. Meis mishalech. So now what? Rabbi Nassar, Rabbi Yaakov Amru, Yachzru li Yarshi Mishalech. It goes back to the sender's Yarshim. The Yesh Omrim li Yarshim Mishnestachulo. And Yesh Omrim says no. It goes to the recipient's Yarshim. Rabbi Yudah Anasi Omrim Mishum Rabbi Yaakov, Hashem Omrim Mishum Rabbi Meir. Mitzvah Lekayim Devri Ameis. Whatever that means. Vachachamim Omrim Yachloku. Split it. We're not sure what to do. The Kan Amru Kol Sheyirtzeh Shliach Yaseh. The Shliach gets to choose whatever he wants. Amru Shimon Hanasi Al Yadi Hayamaisa. That's exactly happened once. This story of the Amru Yachzru Liyarshe Mishalayach. And I held like the first opinion. So what are all these opinions about? So that's what we're going to just do now to end off. My Labak Amivlagi is in the Machlokas about Holik Kizchi. The Tanakava Samar Holik Lav Kizchi Dami. And therefore, it goes back to the Yarshe Mishaleach. Rabbi Nassan, Rabbi Yaakov, Nami Holech Lav Kizchi Dami. They also say Holech is not Kizchi. V'yavagav Damis. And even if he dies, it goes back to his Yarshim. Lo Amrina Mitzvah L'Kayim Divrei Ameis. V'yesh Omrim, and the Yesh Omrim that says it goes to the children of the recipient. Holech Kizchi. Rabbi Yehuda Nasi Amar Rabbi Shimon Rabbi Yaakov Shimon Rabbi Meir. What did he hold? He said Mitzvah L'Kayim Holech Lav Kizchi Umihu. Really, it shouldn't go, but once he dies, it's even better. We don't know what to do. The Kan Amru, who said the Shliach could do whatever he wants, Shuda Adif. Right, that Shuda of the Shliach, whatever he chooses. We'll talk more about that by the Shem tomorrow. Rabbi Shimon Anasi, exclamation point. So therefore you see, isn't this price that quotes all the different opinions, but at root, the issue is holik kizchi, holik is lav kizchi. That is the shaila. Just one shaila, mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis, the Chashuket Chemin here discusses, what happens if somebody gives a couple of checks to tzedakah before they are cashed, the mishaleach, the note, the giver dies. Are they allowed to cash the checks? Do we say you have to ask the Yarshim now, what's the status of a check? Fascinating, is that more ishtar? Is it more than ishtar? Because now a check is like money. Right, that's a fascinating discussion. Do you say mitzvah l'kayim divrei ameis in that regard? Okay, we'll stop here. Again, today's shiur was sponsored by Neil Gittleman, Lila Nishma Shlomo Shmuel Ben Yitzchak. All the divrei Torah today should be Le'ilui Nishmaso. And again, as we mentioned, those who want to take part in our building campaign, that we are building a new home for the Daf, feel free to visit nofeyashemesh.com along with sponsoring on the OU any of the shiurim along the way. Okay, we'll stop here.